Principal Ryan Berg represents Storm Lake St. Mary's with the Spotlight Program, and I know you were saying that your high school students busy with a recent project. Let's hear more.
Yeah, last week on Monday, we had a unique opportunity to partner with a nonprofit organization based out of Des Moines area called the Iowa Veterans Perspective, and the leader of that is Sarah Robinson, and she's actually a sister to someone who used to teach here at St. Mary's years ago, Gina Kramer, and so she was in need of a little bit of help. She's been trying to interview as many of the veterans in the state of Iowa as she can get to, and that goes all the way back to she's been doing this for quite a few years through other parts of things, and she's a veteran herself. And so she's interviewed people who were World War One vets, World War Two, Vietnam, Korea, all the way up through any of the areas of time spent in Afghanistan and Iraq and all that. And so she's going to be making a donation this week, actually, out in Washington, D.C., to the Library of Congress with DVDs of many of those interviews. And in order to do that, she had to have every one of those interviews, like, logged and a lot of paperwork filled out and everything for them. So she came up last week, and our students were able to each help, watch an interview and then kind of fill out the log of the details of what each of those interviews were about. And it's that log of information that will kind of be used there in the Library of Congress for people who maybe want to view some of those interviews and want to know, if there's certain things that they're talking about at a certain point in the video, then they can look at that log and go straight to that part if they don't have time to watch all of it and stuff like that. So it's a very unique opportunity that our kids got to be a part of. They learned a ton from just watching the interviews of those veterans, and then to the fact that they're helping contribute to something that's going to be preserved pretty much permanently in the Library of Congress was a great opportunity for us.
Well, our next step here in the Spotlight, Ryan, is FFA Week next week.
Yeah, February 18th to the 22nd is National FFA Week, and so our Storm Lake FFA chapter here at the school is going to be doing a few different things to kind of celebrate, and I know they're going to try and do a service project of some sort there going along with that, and they're also currently underway with their fruit sale fundraiser. They're taking orders for strawberries, apples, oranges, grapefruit, and all that kind of stuff as well. So you can check out our St. Mary's website under the news section, and they have ordering information for that on there as well. And we've got a great group of kids in FFA this year, and so that's been another great thing for us to have. It's only the second year of our chapter, but they're getting more and more involved as the years go on, and they get more comfortable with everything that they need to be doing, too.
Good. And before I let you go, how about doing a quick plug for the St. Mary's Ball?
You bet. St. Mary's Ball is coming up again in March, Saturday, March 23rd. The theme this year is a salute to our veterans, so it kind of fits with what we first talked about there a little bit, too. And so if you're still thinking about wanting to attend, there's still some time to get tickets yet. Tickets will be available up through March 15th, so you can go to stormlakecatholic.com and check out our website there. And if you do stormlakecatholic.com/donate, you'll get to the link where you can purchase those tickets online as well. Okay. Or you could always call Don Prosser at the parish house or parish offices there at 732-3110 as well.
3110. All right. Ryan Berg, thanks for the time. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. St. Mary's School Spotlight every other week right here on Mix 101.7.